Okay, guys and girls, the meeting is now being recorded, June 24th, 2015. We'll be covering what you guys have, your experiences, at least in the past and maybe even currently, with the different contact management systems that you're using to keep track of your customers and best organize them in your systems, whatever systems you're using, actually. Later, I wanted to introduce to you guys, if you haven't been introduced to it yet, the new Sirona 1-5 electric attachments that have been made available to basically dental dealers like us out there that we can make available to our docs. The new hygienist handpiece we have, I know Phil Pichette's been ordering some of those. Alex has one or two, and we've sold a few others. And our really awesome information about Kevo OEM parts. We are no longer going through two different middlemen to get them, so we now have access to just about every part they make that they have or that we would need, and at greatly reduced pricing. So I know that's good news for everybody. So without further ado, what we'll do is we'll start talking about the contact management systems you guys are using, and if you're not using an exact contact management system, i.e. Salesforce or ACT, what are you using? I know there's been some changes to both of those systems in the past. You could buy ACT software. It came with CD or two, kind of some instructions on how to use it. You could download it to your computer and just operate off of that system. As is the trend in most things in the computer world, they're trying to move everything to subscription-based pricing and hosting, internal hosting with them or in the cloud, so to speak. So what's going on, instead of being able to just buy the program, be done with that cost, and operate your management system, they're doing a cloud-based hosting service where you pay currently, I think it's $25 per month for the service. They claim that, you know, they do constant upgrades. They back up all the information you have. So it's not like if your computer crashes and you lose everything, they have all of their systems backed up, so you'll never lose your information, et cetera. So I know there's some advantages to it, but it's also more costly, and it's a continual monthly fee with them. So I think Dave Reinhart might speak with us a little bit about what he uses, and then some other folks can chime in, and we certainly encourage and want that. So as most of you know, if not all of you, I have muted the lines, so we currently do not get that background noise, pick up the background noise. So for you to participate, please hit *6 on your phone. That'll open up your line. You can join into the discussion with the group, add your thoughts, and then when you're done with those thoughts and want to take a step back, simply hit *6 again. That'll remute your line, and you can just go through that process every time you want to add to the conversation. So I'm hoping Dave Reinhart's with us. I know he had some good information to share. Dave, if you're with us, please join the conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Well, I guess I can introduce you, but everybody knows this is Dave Reinhart. Most of you have met him. He's based out of New Jersey, and he had some thoughts. We had kind of gone over some of this stuff back about a year and a half ago when we were talking about iPhone and integrating your smartphones to organizing your business. So I guess you can kind of talk on that and kind of what you use to keep track of your customers and the ease of the system that you use, Dave.
Okay. I guess we'd actually talked about this some time back, March 27th, actually, of 2013. Basically, I use Microsoft Outlook. I have all of my customers in my territory in Microsoft Outlook. And you know, I use it for name, address, phone number, fax number. There's also a notes section in there where I've designed a template that I use for all my customers. And it has information in there about such things as, trying to pull one up here real quick as we speak. It has information about who the office manager is, who the assistants, you know, the hygienist, what their hours are, what kind of hand pieces they have, that kind of basic information. And then as I do marketing to those folks, I'll make a notation of it in the notes section. And the nice thing about all this is that, you know, it gives me one place to keep everything, and I try to keep it up every day. But it also keeps track of my calendar. And I also use the notes capability of it to record all kinds of information. You know, some examples might be the specifications on burrs. You know, what's the diameter? Information about various electric hand pieces. Just anything that I want to keep track of. I keep a list of the people in my territory who do office equipment repair for referrals. So all of that's in Outlook, and the beauty of at least Outlook is it syncs to my iPhone, and so all of that information that I put into my computer basically travels with me wherever I go. And the nice part about that is if someone calls, I know who they are, and I can pull up all their information to have with me for the conversation. I can review all the information for a given office before I walk in. Let's see, how else do I use it?
So my quick question, not to interrupt you, because I know you have a lot to say on this. So what we're basically trying to focus on today is your contact management system. What you're doing is you're entering all of your new contacts into Outlook. You're
right.
Saving them as a contact. Mm-hmm. So you obviously have their phone number, and then you can fill in some basic notes fields, which is what you guys do to organize your customer list. Then when they call, let's say, so you can sync it to your iPhone, and I don't know how you do that, and we probably don't need to get into the technical part of that unless someone wants to call separately. I don't want to really bore them with the technical stuff, but you can sync it to your iPhone, and that way when they call, let's say they call, you see their name on your iPhone, you can click on the little I on the side, and while you're talking to them, it actually brings up their information right there on your phone that you can scroll through.
Right.
To me, that's awesome. I don't know what more in a contact management system you would need in the field. I'm just thinking when you get home, let's say you want to run profitability reports and stuff like that on your current customers or check handpiece data, you would do that a different way.
Yeah, I can use QuickBooks,
okay.
Or I can look in my customer records.
Okay, so for the contact management system, you're utilizing it simply as that. You have their name, you have their address, you have some basic info on there, and that's all you need for being in the field or just keeping track of your contacts. And
right.
You can sync them to your calendar so it'll pop up on your iPhone, a reminder, call Susie at Dr. Smith's office regarding CAVO 635B or something like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
And if you don't happen to get to it on a certain day, you just move it to the next day. One other thing I use Outlook for, and this is in the office, is it has a very powerful search feature. So, for example, I want to know, of all those people in my contacts, who are my customers? It'll do that for me because I put in the notes field customer as the first entry whenever they're a customer. And then I figured out how to use Microsoft Word and kind of extract out of Outlook all their, like I can produce mailing labels for all of my customers. You know, and once a year I send out Thanksgiving cards. So that's how I do that. I just pull it right out of Outlook and then use Word to produce the labels and then send them all Thanksgiving cards. But I could use it for other capabilities as well. Let's say, for example, I want to know of all my customers, who has a Midwest Tradition, for example. I can search on the text Tradition, and it'll pull up all those customers for me, you know, in a right on the screen. And then if I wanted to make a mailing to those customers, I could produce the mailing labels right there.
Okay. That's awesome.
So, yeah, you know, the search capability is really really pretty powerful.
And that's through just Microsoft Outlook?
Yeah. Yeah, I took a look at ACT a long time ago.
Okay.
And I, you know, I kind of went down that path when I was new at this business. And at least for me, I came to the conclusion that it was a little too complicated for what I needed at that moment in time. I just felt like when I was getting started, I didn't have all the time to invest in learning that. I was familiar with Microsoft Outlook, and so I basically abandoned ACT at that point and just went directly with Outlook. And I know maybe there are capabilities in ACT that I'm not aware of that I might be using if I knew more about it, but to tell you the truth, I've been happy with Outlook.
Dave and Dave?
Yeah.
This is Scott Marks. How are you? Just a quick question. I know we don't want to get into the technical aspect, but it sounds like he manually, you know, would add to it and update. But if, let's say you were starting from scratch and you wanted to, you know, get, let's say, 500 people into the system, is there an export-import way to fast-track that, or do you have to kind of manually do it the way you have it, you know, set up?
You mean into Outlook?
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know of a way if you don't already have it into a database.
So, like, would QuickBooks allow you to export it, in, or does that need to be determined?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I really don't.
But the way you're currently doing it, since you already have it, kind of if you had five new accounts, or you would just manually put the information in and then it's there.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Dave. This is John.
Yeah, John. Go ahead.
John from Fort Myers. As far as the – I use Outlook as well, and one of the questions that I had was I had purchased a list, and the list was a CVS or CSV file, and I was able to import, you know, almost 900 names into my Outlook. So that's how you can actually import the names for Scott there. But the question that I have is, you know, when I first started, I had to enter all these names manually at my desktop here. But now I'm going out to different areas that I haven't covered before, and I have this entire list on my tablet. And the list has the address and it has the doctor's name, but it doesn't have a phone number or fax number or anything like that. So what I've been doing on the road is inputting that information in. My question is, can I actually link that back to Outlook so that I don't have to duplicate the work twice? And I was wondering if Dave Reinhardt was actually doing it that way, or does he input everything when he gets back to his office?
I don't use a tablet. I input everything right back in my office, although I don't necessarily type everything in. I know we don't want to go too far afield with iPhone, but iPhone has a speech-to-text conversion capability, so you can dictate notes. And then when you sync the iPhone to your computer, those notes show up, and then you can just copy and paste them right into the notes section for a given customer.
But you're able to actually link your iPhone to your home computer, for your office computer.
Yeah, you just get iTunes. Load iTunes on your computer and plug your phone in, and away you go. So I guess you could do that with your tablet as well.
That was the question that I had.
Yeah, okay. I never thought through that. Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Depending on what kind of tablet you're using, you should be able to get Outlook to recognize the contacts and pull them across. To answer the other question, yes, you can export from QuickBooks your contacts into another format. You may have to go through a couple of formats. You may have to export into a CVS, which is a comma, separated file or a text file, and then import into Excel or another database type software and then upload into Outlook. I did it into Google. That way I exported the QuickBooks list that I had from the previous owner and then turned around and adjusted the data a little bit and ended up importing it all up into Google. Then I use Google for all my contact management because, again, it does the same thing with Outlook. It transfers across the phone. So the only downside I found with that is the only way to get it was all of the address information imported into the notes field, not into the actual fields that Word needs if you were going to generate mailing labels or things like that, but the search feature still worked. So slowly over time, I've been copying and pasting data into the correct fields so that it's not just in the notes field for searching, but it's actually in the correct fields. And then I've exported that back out into Excel because they wanted to add a feature where I could add a map page for location in the city. So I could try to narrow down offices by where in the city they are and who's next to each other. I haven't yet re-uploaded that, but I probably will look at re-uploading that into Outlook with some notes. As he said, you could search then page 515, and everybody in that area of town would come up on the list.
Yeah, this is Dave again. I forgot to mention, I do have a code that I use for the location of all of my customers. You know, I segmented them into a bunch of binders labeled A, B, C, D, etc. Each tab has a number, and that's a town, and then each dentist office has another number, which is like a code for, like, it goes 1, 2, 3, etc., and it kind of defines an efficient route through that town. The way I store that is in Outlook, you have the capability for three addresses, a home address, a business address, and then an other address. So I just put that information in the other address field, and, you know, that's one of the searchable items with Outlook.
And that'll plan a route for you, Dave, somehow?
Well, what I did is when I sat down and started all this, I used Google Maps to plot on a map where all the customers were in a given town.
Right.
And then I sort of arranged them in a sequence so I would know, you know, if I started on the eastern side of the town and I worked my way across the town, you know, what the most efficient route would be through the town. So, you know, if I am out doing a route like that, I just follow that sequence.
Right. So you have to design the route yourself. But
yes.
Once you've got it designed, then that's a great way to denote it for future reference. And like you say, it's always with you on your phone, so
yep.
You know by your own coding system which way to go. And I'm kind of headed the same direction. I like your idea of the coding. I went a little bit more old school, and I happen to have a city guide map that's hard copy, but it gives you all the street names, and you can look up the address physically, and you know if it's in the 1500 block that it's on page 632. And so I went through my contacts, looked everybody's address up manually with a page number, and I haven't quite gotten to a route planning yet, but at least I have an idea of who's in the general vicinity whenever I'm in that area of town.
What I would suggest you do is go on to Google Maps and just start putting in the addresses, and you'll see that it'll basically start showing you a route between the locations you enter, and then you can drag and drop the locations into whatever route you want. And I think it'll take 25, maybe 30 different locations at once. And then once you have all that, you can just print the map from Google Maps.
Right.
And it'll show you.
Right, that's a good idea.
Where everything is.
And how do you enter now in Google Maps? Just a real quick side note, and I know not too technical, but how would you enter all those addresses? Google Maps just has one little location bar. You enter an address, and it just kind of goes right to it, right?
Yeah, but then you go right below it. You click on directions. And then it'll open up another little bar, and you put the next address in. And then once that's open, there's always a plus next to a bar below. You just keep entering the various addresses.
Okay.
Dave, this is John again.
Yes, John.
Another thing that I've done is with that CSV file, you can import all of your contacts into Google Maps, and it'll show them on the map. And then you just select the ones that you want, and you can actually export those in a XML file right to your GPS. And when you pull it up on your GPS, your route is right there.
So wait, so you can you import the contacts from where?
From your Outlook.
Okay.
You can do it from Outlook. You can do it from Excel. Anything that has a CSV file, and Google Maps will actually accept that, and it'll put all the little dots on the map of where your customers are. And then once you have it in Google Maps, you can select the customers that you want to visit, just like Dave was saying. And then you can go and export what you chose. Say you called it Route A and you have 10 or 20 customers there. You can export that directly to your GPS through I use a Garmin GPS and with a Basecamp, and it goes right into my GPS. And when I'm out on the road, I have all those contacts already in my GPS for me.
I'm sorry, I'm writing this down because that's awesome information. So then you can now re-export it.
Right.
To your GPS.
Export it. Mm-hmm. And then you just label it.
Awesome.
I did something similar to Dave where I used a number and a letter code.
Uh-huh.
For different routes, and I usually do groups of 10 or 15 in clumps. And this way, when you, on your GPS, say you select Dr. Ford, when you hit your favorites and you put in Dr. Ford, if you hit your favorite button again, it will show you everything that's near that based on what you just imported.
Wow, what a fantastic tool, and of course it's all free. How awesome is that? I think the basis of my conversation was to find out what you folks were using out there in the field, because we all started off using ACT, and then some people were using Salesforce, which is a little bit strong for what we're doing, but they used it anyway. But they've all gone to that cloud-based system where you pay them $25 a month for the contact management capabilities. But Dave was mentioning to me that he did it all through Outlook, which, of course, you just buy the program once and you're done. And then he was integrating that to his iPhone, which I thought was great. But it sounds like there's even way more advanced capabilities for us where you can take that information from Outlook and import it to Excel or through Google Maps, and then that would show up on your tablet or iPhone as well as, like you said, John, Route A. So you can not only do your route management, you're doing your contact management too, just through using Outlook and Excel and Google Maps in conjunction with each other. So I guess that was just a quick summary, but that's awesome. I'm going to have to, when we're done with the conversation, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a sample of, you know, 10 doctors in our area here and go through that whole process, so that we know it here and we can share that with those folks out there who aren't yet using this system. Anything else to add, guys, on that? Other capabilities, your experiences, et cetera?
It's Scott again.
Yeah, Scott. Go ahead,
this might be a little bit of a reach, but is there a way for those types of systems to like let you know if assuming your notes are updated like a last service date, or if somebody hasn't used you in a fixed period of time, you know, 6 months have gone by. I don't know how much programming or if it has the capability to you know, give you a heads up on something like that.
So what he's asking, guys, is if I guess you're asking if you haven't heard from a certain contact in X amount of time.
Yeah. So if I, you know, did a service on today's date, and you enter that somewhere in the notes, if there's a way for it to, you know, to run a report, or to, if you have it set to alert you, you haven't heard from such and such in, you know, 90 days, 6 months, or whatever that period of time you chose.
Yeah, Scott, it's Dave. I don't know enough about Outlook to know if it will, but I'll just share with you a little system I've got to achieve that purpose. Is every month, I just have an Excel spreadsheet. It's got the doc's name. The next column is the date when I performed the service. The next is a callback date. There are a couple of other fields too, but basically, whenever I produce my royalty report, I sort that file alphabetically, go through and just, you know, enter in the date during that month when, you know, I last performed a service for that customer, and then I save that, and then periodically I'll pull up that file and I'll resort it based upon callback date, and I have the callback date automatically calculated as the day when I performed the last service plus 6 months arbitrarily. You know, you could set it for anything, plus 3 months, plus 9 months, whatever you want. And I also keep some notes off to the side if I do follow up with someone about, you know, what they say. You know, like call me back in 3 months, for example, then I can change the callback date manually. But that, it's pretty simple, and it doesn't really take much time to update it, but I have found it to be useful.
Sounds great to me.
Very, very similar. I do in the notes, I make a note of the date. If I contact somebody for marketing purposes, or if I drop by an office and drop off flyers, I have a note of the not just the contact, but the date of the contact, which then, as I'm doing the route, of course, it refreshes you when you hear from that person, there's the information pops up. But I know Outlook, as it, because it syncs with your calendar and your tasks, there should be a way, it may take a little bit of playing with it, to either input, when you say when you input the date that you did the service, if you want to keep track of it in there, or the date you did the contact, you could automatically at that time assign a task for 6 months out that says follow-up call. I've used that in other businesses that I've done when I've used Outlook. There's ways to automatically have emails, and you can generate a task off of the email. I know that function works, and then, of course, you can set up reminders in your calendar as well. So if you had the contact, the date of last contact or the date of last service in there, at the very least, you'd be able to, as you said, run a search and get all of the people that were serviced on, you know, June 30th or whatever, and then you could go from there. But there probably is some way, although it may be a little bit more manual than what you're thinking, to set a reminder for a follow-up date to automatically appear on your calendar, or for a task to show up on your task list.
So if you put in like a service today's date, and then you would program a reminder for 6 months from now, and then when that reminder comes up, that would manually, you could then go back and look if you've had any other activity in those 6 months between today's date and that time?
Right, you could check. You could just check their file and see if anything more recent had popped up already. Or
and if there wasn't, then that's telling you.
It's probably not as smooth as those Salesforce and Act systems are that will do more flagging for you. But there's probably something headed towards what you're asking about in there, balancing the calendar and the tasks.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I didn't mean to get off topic, but that yeah, I think that's very beneficial. So you don't lose track of you know, a customer who you think's a customer, and all of a sudden you didn't realize that they stopped using your service or something, just to make sure you check in on them.
Right.
Did that help, Scott? Well, hopefully it did.
It did, Dave. I muted myself again, and now.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry. Yep.
Okay. Well, that was some great information, obviously, by especially Dave and Ryan and John there. You guys really provided us with some awesome information that we'll be able to kind of organize and then get out to everybody. I probably will call you guys individually to kind of get a handle on the different aspects that you all talked about and kind of organize it and make it, you know, as efficient as possible for newer guys or even older franchise owners who maybe haven't used this kind of a system or didn't know that they could. So thank you guys very much for that. If there's any more you guys want to ask questions on regarding that or add, go ahead and do it now before we kind of move forward with the other couple topics I was going to bring up. I'll give you guys just a few.
Hi, David. It's Harv.
Yeah, Harv. What do you have?
I'm working on a program called Method, and I was just wondering if anyone else heard of it. I have a computer consultant that is customizing it and designing it for me. I'm very excited about it. It interfaces with QuickBooks, but you actually work in Method, and all your database and everything is all at one place. It is cloud-based, so you can work on it from anywhere in the country on any computer. You just log into it, and if you lose your computer, your house burns down, or somebody steals it or whatever, everything is saved. The whole program is there, and two people can work on it at the same time. If you have a helper, you can be doing one thing. The other person can be on another computer doing something else, whether it's billing or whatever. And I'm pretty excited about it. And when it's complete, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Well, what capabilities does it have as far as the contact management software goes?
Just about anything. Everything that you guys already discussed.
Okay, and where did you? Can you give us just a little bit more information on this method that you're using? Do you know people that are using it?
He demoed it to me of some other local companies, like one with a meat processing plant, so on. So, and it was very impressive. And I was just wondering if anybody else in the dentist choice heard about it or is using it. If you want to make it efficient, it does need to be customized and tailored to our dentist choice business. But it is very impressive, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear more about it in the future when you get it kind of dialed in. And if two people can log on to it at the same time, maybe you
yeah,
and I
that's
can
what
kind of
I like
get
about
together
it. Another,
and I can log into it, and you can kind of show me over the
exactly
phone.
Exactly right.
Yep,
you can look around in it.
Heck yeah.
And another feature I like, and maybe some of these other programs have it as well, is you can offer your customer a portal where they can log in and see everything you ever done for them if they want to see what for serial number you worked on or what handpieces.
And can you limit you can limit their search capabilities to just
exactly
their
right, yeah. Their search is limited to whatever you put in there. Only what you want them to see, which in this case would be the handpiece, make and models and serial numbers and the dates and maybe the invoice
service
number.
Service provided or something.
And what customers generally want to know, yeah. So I often have customers asking me, hey, when was such and such a handpiece repaired before or whatever? And they will be able just to log into that portal and find out for themselves.
Okay. Holy cow. Yeah, that sounds awesome as well.
Yeah.
Is that a monthly, kind of a monthly fee-based?
Yes, it's a monthly fee. Okay. I think it's $25 a month, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I actually already have it, but I'm not using it yet. The guy is still in the process of writing it for me, designing it.
Okay.
So that's for what it's worth, and like I say, I'll let you know as soon as I got it up and running.
Okay, perfect. Definitely like to hear about that one as well.
Yeah.
I think some of the technical issues can overwhelm people, but it sounds like Dave and John and Raven have kind of maybe done the front door entry slash research for us. So I'm going to try and build upon what they talked about today, because most people have Outlook. Everybody has access to Google Maps, and most people with Outlook probably have Excel as well. So that sounds like a system where you can integrate everything and access it on your phone. But yeah, we're excited to hear about, or I'm excited to hear about that method one as well and what it offers. So please let me know when it is, and you and I can get on the phone and kind of go through a little tutorial on it or something, and then we'll know if it's a superior system that other folks might want to take advantage of. So thanks, Harv, for that. Okay, well, we spent a good amount of time on that, but a lot of great information was shared, so I hope you guys all appreciated that. I certainly appreciate your guys' input. What I wanted to do is just kind of introduce a couple other things that we've got going on here at the corporate office for you. Number one is we have never had a real solid, consistent source for 1-5 electric attachments. I've taken call after call after call over the years, and we've had to get on that Shine Outlet Center site, see what they have available. Usually it was nothing, and when it was something, it was always changing. So if you had sold a doctor a Kevo 25 LPA that we purchased for you off of that outlet center, the next time they want one, that might not be available. Maybe they had an LHA, or maybe they had a Bienair 1-5 on there or something. So it was a pretty limited and sketchy source. However, we now have access to, and will moving forward, a new Sirona 1-5 electric attachment. I've sent the information out to a couple of people so far, but I'm gonna follow up our TDC Connected meeting here with a bulk email to everybody on that electric attachment. It is made by Sirona in Germany with a 2-year warranty, and it's made for dental dealers. It is not. It's essentially a Sirona handpiece through and through, but it's made specifically for independent dealers like ourselves and not through the dental supply companies like Patterson and Shine. I believe that handpiece is, I should bring up the pricing for you because that's always something that everybody wants to know first, and it's very affordable. It's because Sirona handpieces are about $1,200 handpiece, and this one is $598, and it has a 2-year warranty, Sirona OEM in the box, all of that, and retails for, their suggested retail is $999. So
David,
we now have that consistent source. Yes, yes, Alex.
Does that attachment fit into the cables? And
yes.
It's all interchangeable.
It is, as far as I know, it is, because it's a Sirona, it's interchangeable with every system except for the newest Bienair system, which is a real short shank system that only the new Bienairs, the old Bienairs, don't even fit on it. So it is adaptable or interchangeable with every system except for the very newest Bienair system. So any Kevo system that's out there, any W&H system that's out there, any NSK, Star, or Midwest system that are out there, these are compatible with, Alex.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep, you're very welcome. Secondly, look for that in your email. Secondly, we have been looking for a good quality alternative to a Midwest RDH. As you know, our availability on those has been sporadic at best. We've been able to get them here and there in the past, but then there's also a cost issue. They do retail for $809. I know a lot of doctors don't want to buy their hygienists $809 handpieces. So we now have what's called the Profi Sport Hygiene handpiece. It is identical, 100% identical to the Henry Schein Acclean hygienist handpiece, which they advertise in their Schein catalog. So you all have a picture of it in your Copilot. It is that handpiece. It is private labeled as a Profi Sport. As you know, there's all the Profi Pal and Profi Wiz and Profi Mate handpieces out there. So our private labeled one is called a Profi Sport, is identical to the Acclean, and it's $248 with a 1-year warranty, and they retail that Acclean handpiece in the Shine catalog for $499. So that's exactly what you're competing with. It's made in Japan, and it's just an awesome hygiene motor. It's the best one we've come across other than the Midwest RDH, which everybody and their mother loves, and this is a kind of a close competitor to it. I sent out an email on it like a month ago. I will follow up this TDC Connected meeting with another email on that. And then lastly, I wanted to talk about our new relationship with Kevo. We have finally been able to work out a relationship with Kevo, and we can now order any and all component parts from them. We have a laundry list of schematics we've now received from them, and the pricing, of course, is reduced, greatly reduced, because we're not going through a couple of middlemen here. The one downside is, and they mentioned to us at the very start of this relationship, their parts fulfillment side isn't the quickest in the world, probably because they're Kevo, just like their repair is just slower than molasses. But we have started kind of a consistent feed on the electric component parts and on any of the parts that folks have needed that are kind of one-off parts or just weird stuff, a CL3 back cap or this or that. It takes a little bit longer, but we now have access to all those component parts and at greatly reduced pricing. So I'm also going to be sending you guys out flyers in your parts orders with the new Kevo pricing on all that electric stuff. And then you can also, if you have anything made by Kevo, you can call me up and we can order specific parts for you. So that was a big one there, the Kevo stuff. We've been working on that with them for 3 years, probably more than 3 years, but it's been at least 3 years. And finally, after meeting, promise after promise, it's finally come to fruition. So we now have that available for you guys. So I guess I'm done speaking. So if you guys have any questions for me on what I just discussed or anything else, the floor is open.
David?
Yes.
Just for comparison purposes, you said that they are, somewhat reduced cost. Just as an example, let's say for a 6,000 B, a spindle combo, if we order now, let's say, the Dash C, which is our highest quality one, right, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I like the Sable one the best myself.
Okay. All right, let's keep with the C because I'm used to that one.
Sure,
or at least
sure,
whatever.
Sure, yep.
The price on that compared to OEM from Kevo,
mm-hmm.
Where are we? Or is
okay.
it comparable to Sable?
Well, we're still not even close on comparing a Chuck Spindle combo for $50-something dollars versus an OEM Kevo turbine. You cannot order a... We can't order just an individual Chuck Spindle combo for a high speed from Kevo.
Okay.
We can only
okay.
order OEM turbines. However, that pricing is greatly reduced. I think some of those turbines retail for close to $400, and our cost on those now are anywhere between $225 and $250-$260. So we still realize the huge savings there.
Okay, so if somebody needs OEM or is
yep.
Demanding that we have the option mm-hmm. of doing OEM, but
overall,
we still our bread and butter is still our own source.
Right, because what you were doing there is comparing an aftermarket Chuck Spindle combo to an OEM complete turbine, and can we get the OEM complete turbines? Yes. Are they at a reduced price? Yes, but they're still fairly expensive.
Okay. Well, so I know it's apple and oranges, but for me, it's fruit.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do have those available to us at reduced pricing as well. So, anything Kevo we have access to and at reduced prices, other than, and I know this is probably the next question, at least at this point, new OEM, brand new hand pieces. We still have to go through, or the doctor still has to go through the Shines and Pattersons for new OEM finished goods. But for any and all of the replacement component parts, that's what we have access to, and that's what we want anyway. Especially all that electric stuff. Yep. Any other questions, guys?
How about the price on the 25 LPA spindle?
The turbine assembly itself?
Yeah.
Yep, that has been greatly reduced too. That's now $295 for that complete turbine. And unlike in the past when we were buying turbines through the gray market, so to speak, these do come with a warranty. So not only are we getting the turbines at a reduced price, we are also getting a warranty period with them. So look for, I guess to wrap up, look for those emails from me regarding the electric hand piece and the Profi hand piece, and then look in your parts orders for a list of electric component parts available and the new pricing for you guys on all of that. And then if you have anything weird that's kind of out of the ordinary or out of the normal realm on Kevo stuff, you can call us because we've either got it here or we can order it directly.
So, David?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Harv. I got another question. Do you guys fix, or who do you recommend that I could send a sonic fill, a Kerr sonic fill to?
I'm sorry, a Kerr what?
Sonic fill.
I don't know. I'll have to look up what that is, but I'll call you as soon as our meeting's over here and get back to you on that and where we're
at. Okay. Does anybody else that's online on the line now have had any dealings with those hand pieces?
Kerr sonic fill.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent a picture of it to the tech email, so if you have time,
okay,
you can check it out.
Okay. So we've got it here. Okay, great.
Yeah.
We will do that for you, Harv.
I received it today, and I got to know where to send it to.
All right. Anything else, guys? Okay. Well, once again, Harv, I want to thank you for your participation, your information on that method program. I want to thank Scott and John and Dave and Raven and Alex and everyone else who participated. Always appreciated. And another great informative meeting. So, everybody have a great day, and thank you once again for your participation. Talk to you all soon.